right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Runs back to the
and
mic.
He's here, too.
I'm down, Crash.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show. Thanks. And for tuning in on all... Tuning in, I guess, to the show, but...
I don't know what you call it.
Following...
It's tuning in.
Yeah, and in the same way, it's like it's on the air, yeah. You know, even though it's not live on the air.
Just because you're not using it. Actual tuner doesn't mean it's
right, you know. And we're not live, but we can still.
But I was trying to say following us on social media, but I said tuning in. I was trying to do my normal spiel, and then I said tune in. And I'm like, that doesn't add up in my brain.
Tuning in for a podcast,
yes. Tuning in for a podcast, yes. But that's not where my brain was going, because I was trying to think. I was trying to say following us on, and I was like, wait, none of what I'm saying is making sense, even though it. Did kind of.
Thanks for following us.
Yeah, I was gonna say lots of kids are like,
fellow
hey,
kids.
Thanks, old man.
Right.
I'll be sure to tune in.
Yeah, thanks. What does it even mean? But anyway, thanks for following us on all social media. You can find us at Life's a Binge across all platforms: Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. And of course, there is the Patreon out there: patreon.com/Life's a Binge. And you could be.
I'm excited. I want to hear what
like
the...
Big Daddy Moneybags is his name.
Oh, that's the new.
That's his new. That's name. The same one for the last.
Now,
two
see,
weeks.
here's the deal. Here,
that's right.
At no point on the Patreon does it say if you become the highest paid contributor, do you get to pick a name for yourself?
Yeah. I kind of
so.
Like it,
maybe we'll keep that going, but Tony, you need to put your ego there in check, man. Big Daddy Moneybags, come on. Oh, and I'm supposed to be like,
that's gonna
here's,
happen.
literally, here's the text message I got.
Oh,
damn it, I want to be called Big Daddy Moneybags. Because I think last time I called him like Moneybags or like Mr. Moneybags or something.
What was Todd Rowe when he was the...
Todd was like, can't we all be friends or something.
Oh,
like
right.
Or I like Tony and Jess equally or something along those right. lines. When Todd was, you know, the top dog for half a second before Tony was like, heaven forbid. So anyway, last week I said something along the lines of like Mr. Moneybags or something because I couldn't remember. I got an angry text.
Why don't we just tell Tony that someone beats him out every week and he'll just keep up on
So
I just ruined it. Yeah, damn.
Yeah. Here's the text message I got. Damn it. I want to be called Big Daddy Moneybags and I want my amount read like Steve Martin in The Jerk. Quote, $12.09.
Oh, my God.
Quote.
9 cents.
I bet we could goad him up to like $30 today.
So there's that.
If we work on it.
I don't know how that's going to keep going. But for now, Big Daddy Moneybags.
It's fun. And I imagine, I can only imagine the other listeners kind of got to get a kick out of it.
Of course.
So.
But I would like it known that nowhere on the producer level does it state that you get to choose your title and rain down your misery upon anyone.
But with that
else.
Said, any new contributors who want their title read, just beat Tony.
Yeah, beat $12.09.
Big Daddy Moneybags.
And people like Todd and Kathy and Jess, of course. Speaking of Jess Jansen, the producer, we are recording this episode on our new soundboard that was purchased by producer Jess Jansen.
Yay, Jess. Woohoo!
So if it sounds like shit, we might need a new one, Jess. Just saying.
Yes. Sounds like booty.
Sounds good to me.
Just kidding. I was saying how good it sounded, and I don't know if it was just in my head after he told me it was a new one or not.
It's brand new. It sounds good. And I've also got us all on our own individual channels again, so feel free to talk over whatever you want, and I'll just cut you out.
Sweet. That's nice.
It's nice. That's the goal.
Yeah. You should record a little segment where you just take someone out of it, just so you can show, see, this is what you sound like, and this is what it sounds like without you.
Nobody heard anything you just said.
Right. In action.
Oh, my God. Anyway, and thanks to the other patrons out there, David and Mikey and BJ Lawrence.
Booyah.
And the honorary bingers out there as well. You guys rock my face. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get things rolling. But we're taking a big breath and starting the episode, shall we? Let's do it.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up, my dudes?
Happy May.
It's been a week.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Indeed, that is today.
Yeah. It is.
Tis today. I went to book club today. We talked about the book that Leslie chose. Leslie being Jeff Hillman's significant other.
Oh.
And
Pickles.
Pickles Johnson. And maybe I just ruined everything ruining her anonymity.
Anonymity?
You didn't mention her last name.
Right.
You're still good.
Yeah, totally. Leslie. Pickles. that's her last name. Oh, no. What have I done? The book was The Witch Elm by Tana French, T-A-N-A, I think, French. Wow. I don't know. It was okay. It was a decent book.
Yeah.
We talked about it. It was fun. And, that was today. That's what I did today. And it was Cinco de Mayo, and so Jeff made tacos, and there was beers and stuff. But I made the wise decision to not drink beer or soda or eat fast food for the month of May.
Right on.
And so I did not have any beers.
That's kind of what's up.
Very upsetting. I did have tacos. Yeah.
Tacos wasn't on your list.
No.
Okay. No.
Anything homemade I can eat. Yeah. So Samantha's like, hey, look, I found a recipe for Panda's orange chicken. Don't you want to make it at home? And I'm like,
What was the food restrictions you were putting yourself
no
on?
Fast food.
No fast food. Okay, that's always a good thing.
Day two, Samantha was like, does pizza count? And I was like, I was going to ask you the same thing. Pizza's my favorite.
Pizza's not fast food.
Pizza counts. We decided pizza counts. Pizza, yes, it is.
I have a wonderful pizza dough recipe for you.
There you go.
It depends on what pizza you're getting.
Any delivery pizza.
Pizza with a cauliflower crust.
I would say like we could order like a round table pizza and go pick it up, and that would be okay. Because she was also like, do you want to go out to dinner yesterday? But she didn't ask me because she's like, but then because of the thing. And I'm like, we can go to Chili's or something. I'll get a salad. Because
if you're getting like...
I'm not going to get a double cheeseburger animal style. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're ordering in like Woodstock's pizza, I don't call that fast food.
Yeah.
That's a pizza. That's a real...
Right. And like if I went to BJ's, I could order a pizza.
Love and tenderness pizza.
One of those wood
fired. If you go pick up a $5 hot and ready,
right,
that's fast food.
Yeah, that's
pizza. If you get pizza, it's fast food.
It's also barely pizza, yeah. Yoga mat with cheese on it.
Which I also love. I love that little Caesar's on ready.
That bacon...
I haven't had one of those. I don't think actual 10 years.
Has anyone tried that like bacon wrapped? Like pizza?
Oh, the Little Caesars one?
Yeah, I've had it. Did you see it? It's like a four-piece pie. And
it's delicious.
Of course. It's bacon and pizza.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. Yeah.
But the whole thing was to try and avoid the convenience of those things. And so we're creating a menu, and we're going to, like, on Monday through Friday, this is what we're eating this week, and then so on and so forth. And
meal planning.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. Just because, I needed to do something. Can't just continue business as usual.
Tell you,
do something.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If you try fast food again, maybe this time it'll all work out.
Once you stop eating like the fat, like you know McDonald's, Jack in the Bar, or whatever it is. I don't know which place.
All
you
of
go.
The above.
But the
one,
once you stop going to them, like the idea of them, or even like because I went and I shot a wedding out in the desert. This is months and months ago. And the only food that was out there beforehand was McDonald's. We're like, all right, I guess we're going to McDonald's. And I got a burger, and I was trying to eat it. And I'm like, I can't eat this.
It is weird.
I hadn't had it in, like, years. I'm like, this
Frank, what are you eating?
it smells and tastes like garbage.
Yeah, it's
this
weird.
Is not good food. This is not real food.
It's so good, though.
That little mass produced.
Speaking of fast food, Frank found something
on
the ground.
Frank, what are you eating? He's fine. He's also locked in. He probably wanted to leave, but
it's
we locked him in.
Just a flower.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. And in like normally during podcasting, I'd be like drinking Bud Lights just cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't need to do that. Like, I love to do that, but I don't need to do that.
In
so,
solidarity, I won't have any.
Oh, be my guest. Get rid of them. Because I almost drank a Bud Light today because, like, I was working in the
garage. Right,
well, I was working in the garage, and, like, it's hot, and I'm sweaty. And, like, normally when I'm doing these, like, things, I'm like, you know what? I just earned myself a beer.
Yeah.
And I would just drink a beer just because. And I'm like, you know what? Let's not do that. So just for the month of May, anyway, starting point. I challenged myself to not do that, and so far, so good.
And once you stop keeping soda in the house, you'll never buy it.
I never keep soda in the house, but at work, I had a big gulp, like, refill cup, just a regular old 7-Eleven cup, and it's, like, 99 cents for a refill, and so, like, as I'm out delivering stuff, and I'm hot and sweaty, and I'm done with my gallon of water, because literally at work, I drink a gallon of water.
I can see that.
But also, I'm like, it's hot, and, like, Mountain Dew is good.
Yeah.
So, I'd, like, it's refill my 99-cent Mountain Dew, right? And so,
I got a question about that, about soda, especially for, like, for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly, soda's not good for you.
Right.
No.
Like, normal or diet. Like, either one is not good for you.
Yeah.
But what is it that's not good? So, my question is like, if you get sparkling water.
I have those.
Like, it's is that bad?
Too much extra sugar.
No, well, it's, these are like no sugar. Like sugar, it's just water.
Like a LaCroix.
Yeah, or yeah, it's just all it is. It's just like sparkling
just
water with
a
little
water.
Then you just carbonate yourself.
I love that stuff though.
Sugar water.
Well,
I love carbonated water though.
Well, I love the fizz. Yeah, that's
I love
a, that's
the fizz.
A, like, and that's what I always think that I'm drinking soda for.
Right.
And that's what I've always consciously thought that I'm drinking soda for.
Right.
Well, where I know that maybe subconsciously I'm addicted to something that's in it.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, see, you can't say it's sugar because there's no sugar in diet. It's the saccharin. Well, it used to be saccharin. I don't know what it is now.
I don't know what it is.
It might be, yeah. That's,
for me, it's the flavor. Like, I drink
sucralose.
Soda and
I think the new
one.
Because I want some flavor.
Yeah. Give me some root beer.
So if the soda's in the house, I'm just going to. Right. Like when Lindsay and I started dating, she noticed, like, why are, like, all of my diet sodas gone? I was like, oh, because I drink, like, 10 of them a day.
Yeah.
Because they're just in the house.
And it's
if they're
good.
There, I just drink them. And it's a compulsion.
But that's why the sparkling waters or, like, the ice, like, flavored waters, like, those are good just because it's, like, not water. Because I love water. I drink water all the time.
Yeah.
But when I'm, like, sitting down to dinner and I open the fridge, it's like, I will get a glass of water. But then I'm also like, but in the fridge, there's some Pepsi.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this tastes different, right? And so if you get the flavored waters or the sparklers, like,
which is kind of like water, but somebody just shouted a flavor at it,
right?
Well, that's
strawberry.
Yeah, a ghost of a flavor, and I'm sensing. But anyway, it's fennel canutrinurics.
Obviously, that's not good for you.
yes. That's
it's this thing. It's
I don't know what it is.
So it's probably not good.
I wonder if that's it. Like, if that's the thing. Yes, I've been trying to figure out for a couple years now. It's like, well,
it's
sparkling
just
water.
It's got to be just the flavor.
It's the flavor.
Like, it's got
your internal.
I need to find out
Pavlovian response
because I love the
how you feel when you drink it.
Because I love the sparkling water. Now, granted, I like it better with the Miho drops in there, the sugar-free Miho drops.
Right.
But maybe those have something that makes it just as bad as soda. I don't know.
I could get by with just the
cocaine,
like, sparkling waters.
Cocaine helps.
Like, I don't like the LaCroix brand necessarily, but I like those.
They're sparkling all kind
water.
Of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, like, slightly hint of flavored. Club
right.
soda thing. Mm. Yeah.
I could get kind of used to them. I need to do it. I have that practice.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, so I was like I built that workbench over there and I was like, man, I'm really, and I opened the mini fridge and I was like, nope, can't do it. And so I drank two waters instead.
Good job.
Oh, that's right on.
Right on.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at day five for that.
Well, we had a gig last night.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. No, like Jeff opened the fridge and he's like, I got all kinds of. Never mind. And I was like, just tell me. Just
go
tell
ahead.
Me what you got.
Can I smell it? Can you open it
under
my nose?
Well, and he's like, this one, I think I'm going to have this, da da da, it's a pale ale, da 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 da. I'm trying to find the percentage on it. And I was like, 5.2. And he's like, I can't find it. And he's like, oh, I found it, 5.2. And I was like, yeah, I miss beer. I'd never even heard of it before, but because it was a pale ale, I guessed 5.2, and I was
pretty
right.
Good guess.
Nice.
It was a perfect guess, actually. Yeah. Anyway, so, what's up with you guys?
Oh, but before you switch over.
Oh yeah.
At the end of last year, you talked about like getting on the treadmill.
Oh yeah, that's
and
part
watching,
of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Sopranos.
Sopranos. Yeah. Yes. How far into Sopranos are you?
I have not started, oh, okay. Which is also why I said those are the four things I said: no beer, no soda, no fast food. Start a treadmill regimen. Mm-hmm. I just haven't started it yet, but I'm going to. That's
tomorrow.
That's in the month of May. Yeah, probably.
Start tomorrow.
2020.
I would say start today, but it'd be hard to do.
It's over. Day's over.
Start today.
What's up with you guys?
Smashing Pumpkins. So we had a gig last night. It's kind of on the same topic there.
Do tell.
And so normally I get a shot of whiskey from the bartender. And lately, like literally for like.
I did have a whiskey.
The last year.
On Friday night, by the way.
That's fine.
See, I don't
know.
It's
not beer.
I don't know.
That's exactly right. That was my loophole.
So I decided to get a red wine instead of the whiskey, and it worked very well. It worked very well. Like sometimes, because then people want to buy you shots, and that happened last night. Someone's like, "Can I get shots? Shots?" I'm like, and they're like, it's so funny. You like have to like be almost belligerent. No, listen, I want this wine. I'll be happy to have us some more wine, which I probably won't drink. I'll leave it on the thing like I do. When people buy me shots, I'm like, oh, thank you, and I'll set it aside, but I'll never get around to drinking it. But anyway, red wine is going to be my new gig.
Why are people so adamant about buying you?
When you're any kind of focal point at an event or like entertainment, because it happens to me all the time too. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I get you a drink. Get you a drink. Like, I'm trying to work. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm working right now.
Shots and right. Like, when you're on stage, like I don't want to do like 10 shots and try and be on stage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
what you need to do is you need to work out something with the waiter, the waitress. And have them bring you up some like colored water or something.
Right. Yeah. Give me some tea.
Just split the money after the show.
No, well, it's all good. Like I, vodka.
I tell them to. Yeah. I tell them to like absolutely buy. But yeah, I'll take it. Like I'll buy a shot and I'll give it to somebody because it's like we want to encourage spending money at the bar. There's no cover there, so it's like much driving liquor sales is like the point. Yeah. So I want to encourage everybody to drink, but it's like I don't want a shot right now.
Right.
So dude, bought. Jay Jägermeister's over. I'm like, dude, that's not gonna happen. I'm sorry, man. Woof. Like, I love you. This
you're
guy's
like,
been
I'm
here.
Not 16. Yeah. Or I mean 21. Yeah. I would never drink Jäger when I was 16.
But so I was gonna ask you. Shame on you for drinking underage. If you did,
I would never.
Oh, okay.
15.
But, what a liar.
I was 15.
But you did not go because I know you didn't go to Jeff's birthday party. At the Throwing Axe place?
I did not. I wanted to go, yes.
But we were busy recording. That's what we did that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, last night at the bar, there was a dude in the bar who was like, you guys are great. You guys are great. I saw him. I'm singing a song, and I see him ask Sawyer as he's leaving. He's leaving like a little after midnight. And I see him. He says, do you have a card? And Sawyer's playing. He's like, no. And I'm like, I have a card in my pocket right now as I'm playing and singing, but I can't like – I'm just like, yeah, hold on for 1 second, but I'm still
you
singing.
Gotta
that.
Finish the song.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Well,
welcome to the hold on. I have a business card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess
such a lovely card.
It's an artistic choice, I guess.
Just work your,
finish the song.
Work your email address into the song. Yeah,
right. So, but anyway, he ended up getting on Facebook and sending a message. Today.
Ah, there you go.
And
how industrious.
And so he wants us to come play at his place, which is the Axe Thorn Place in North Park.
Is it called Bad Axe?
No, that's Axe Ventures.
Is that what it's called? I forget what it's called.
Honestly, I think there's like two or three of them, so it could be.
I want to go
in North Park?
I think there's at least
more
two.
Than one axe throwing place in North Park?
Possibly.
I want to go do it.
I could be wrong.
I want to throw axes.
But the one I've gone to is on 30th, closer ish, right across the street from Fall Brewing Company. That's Axe Ventures.
Since not being a beer guy. The brewing company's not.
Stop talking. I'm just kidding.
Beer, 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 beer.
Somebody
beer,
give me a Bud Light.
Beer, 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 beer.
But anyway, closer to El Cajon Boulevard?
No, closer to Adams Avenue.
Oh, closer to Adams.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Plight Provisions.
Okay.
The Friendly.
Plight Provisions I'm familiar with. The Air Conditioned Lounge I'm familiar with.
That place is a lie.
Oh, it's not. It's not air conditioned.
Hot as shit in there.
That's fantastic.
But the gig went good last night, and
that's good.
And that's it.
And you're having some red wine.
And red wine. Red, red wine.
Yeah.
And I said, I want red. I want a couple of glasses of red wine. And someone's like, yeah, UB40. I said, actually, I'd be like 50.
Boom. Well done.
Yeah, it was Yahtzee. Good. It was quick, too. It was
nice.
Good. So, anyway,
Rich.
That's what's up.
Well, we looked at our first potential wedding venue yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a new place that's downtown.
See, all I hear is you rubbing it in my face.
Come on, BJ, get on it.
Well, you've said that you're not doing anything until you get your hip done, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, which I did see the doctor for that, which is good.
Doctor. Nice.
Yeah, so I saw my surgeon. I met my surgeon. He's good. He's nice.
Excellent.
So that's not
weird.
Moving forward.
Meet the person that's gonna. He's gonna
cut you up. Cut you into pieces.
You're like slicing. Like, please do. Please cut me.
But yeah, it was cool. And venues are expensive.
Yes.
Not this one, because this one's still fairly new. So it's like, not that I'm like cheaping out or anything. But it's like, that's what I would want to spend for if we're just getting a room, like literally a room and nothing else for a certain number of time. That's a fair and reasonable price. We were checking another place that's literally not that different, like almost exactly the same sort of like empty warehouse style kind of thing. And it's three times more.
I was going to say double at least.
Three times more than the other one. I'm like, this stuff is insane. So just going through all that stuff and looking at different vendors and planning for a wedding is...
Fun? I've done it.
I mean, it's not.
It's not fun.
I'm gonna pick both of your brains.
Like, I have the edge of like I know the industry, so I know what's bullshit and what's not.
Well, and also as soon as you say the word wedding, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna add on the quote wink wedding tax wink wink.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, no, you do totally. That as a photographer.
I do it.
No, that's what it is.
I would not charge.
Fans do it. Yeah.
If I'm doing a 6-hour birthday party versus a 6-hour wedding, like that's gonna be very different amounts of money.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. I do get it.
Well, and also, photography, I understand completely.
Yeah.
Like, you are doing different things for a 6-year-old's birthday party than you're doing for somebody's wedding.
Totally.
Totally different.
Yeah.
However, when I'm renting a freaking hall or
a room
or a backyard or a whatever, I'm like, the fact that I'm saying it's for my wedding should not add $1,000 to this price.
Absolutely.
But it does.
So what if you just went in and said it's for...
The room doesn't change based on the type of event you're
but
having.
But it does,
it's still
according to the freaking venue.
What if you bought it as, like, we just weren't looking for a place for a party?
We're holding a silent auction here.
Like a little set.
And it's for charity.
There you go.
And there might be about 150 people in the room. We're going to need 12 tables. Yeah.
The auction's
going to
be silent, but there will be a band.
How much does it rent? That's going to cost $500. Okay,
sweet.
Great. Now, if I have a wedding that same day, how much is that? $1,200. You're like, wait a second. Where'd the extra $700 come from?
Yeah.
Oh, you said wedding.
Yeah.
Aren't you just putting tables up? Yeah. What's the difference? Wedding?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No fun.
But somebody like you, photographer, or like an MC or something that has a specific job, that's something like that was the one thing I didn't skimp on. I was like, we need to pay money for our photographer. We like went through a couple different people and like we ended up going with Dallas's friend. Brooke, super happy with our photos, and it's like we did not skimp on that because I'm like, you need to do your job and you need to do it well because these are forever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I've heard a ton of horror stories from people recently who are like, yeah, we cheaped out on photos. I'm like, and let me guess, they're like, we don't like them or this or that. There's one thing or another. I'm like,
same thing with the cake.
You know, if it's important to you, then if it's not important to you, then you know, do whatever. Give somebody a cell phone and say go to town. But if it is important, then like.
Same thing with the cake. Samantha hears it all the time. It's just cake. I'm like, oh yeah, get you to do it.
Yeah.
If it's just cake.
If it's just cake.
Get do it. Or they're like, oh, that's fine. My friend does cake, so they'll do it for me. And then they call like 4 days in advance. Oh my God, my friend's cake sucks. We needed one now. It's like, well, you should have fucking bought your cake when you wanted it.
And you're like Samantha's rubbing her hands together, going, okay, we can work something out.
But they can't.
Then that's the emergency
notice. They have other stuff going on.
There's got to be a short notice fee that she can tag on to.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking
about.
But
there's no time.
When would they make? Yeah.
Yeah. They already have five other wedding cakes that they're done.
But I would certainly like.
Have been there for a year.
Yeah, I would certainly do a fee on that. Like, say, well, we could do it. It's going to cost a lot of money.
It's the pretty woman scene. It's like, you work on commission, don't you?
Big mistake.
Huge. Sorry, I just watched that episode of The Office, too. So that's what's in my head.
I haven't seen Pretty Woman.
Is that
what,
like, Dwight's trying to buy, like, a wizard?
Yes,
thing?
A pewter wizard.
A pewter wizard crystal.
And they wouldn't give it to him. Anyway.
Oh, man. But yeah, that stuff is fun. It's cool. And we went and we drank afterwards. Not beer, though.
It's okay.
No, it was beer.
It was beer.
Mikey P, what's up?
I have a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't here for the last episode, and yeah, I got called out for not answering any questions at the audition for the game show.
Oh,
I would like to point out
who called you out on that.
probably everybody.
It's probably everybody.
Sure, we all did.
It was Jeremy.
No, we didn't call you out on it. We said if you were an alternate, we wouldn't pay you because you wouldn't say anything.
No, because no, you said that I didn't get a single one right, and I did get one right. But other than that, I would also like to point out I was sick.
You were sick.
No, you were dying that day.
But on top of that, I was the last person.
I'm just kidding.
Suddenly my mic cut out. I was the last person in the room. So you guys are cherry picking all the easy answers.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And
you're
gets to me, and then I have all the hard.
That's true.
Bullshit and things to pick up. So I don't want to hear it from you guys.
It's tough to be.
F you.
Yeah, yes. The first ones are definitely easier. Yeah. And then, but when we go on TV, we're going to give you the business. You didn't get hardly any of them right. I was on the end.
You were just sitting in the crowd watching us. Oh, good times.
Oh, boy.
Excellent.
That's what's up.
Anything else?
Oh,
that's what's up. That's cool. What's up. What's up.
This just in.
Lots of news.
Avengers now in the 2 billion club.
Yeah. It is number 2. That movie's been out for 11 days. I was going to bring that up, but
2.2, I think, was what we just looked at just
and
now.
Avatar's what?
2.7.
2.7.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's the end.
You're done, son.
it's done.
And James Cameron was talking shit about superhero movies like less than a year ago, and I'm like,
but he directed Aquaman.
I was
going to
say,
Vinny Chase.
Your vision for Aquaman was lovely.
It was so
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
That's insane.
That's going to happen.
$2.2 billion, 11 days. $2.2 billion.
So I was looking at, there's a discussion thread on Reddit. What? Really? It's talking about people having a bone to pick, that just to steal from Mikey. Thanks for that, Mikey. With people using the box office as a metric for whether or not a movie is good.
Oh, sure.
I'm down with that. I'm down with not doing that. Like,
And Lindsay and I were talking about today, and she's like, I mean, there's some merit to that. And I was like, yeah, there is some merit to that. But my counter argument was that if you take away a box office, if you take away money completely, a movie can still be good.
Right.
It can still be a good movie.
Right.
Without money involved at all.
It's very, very true. I've seen, that's what indie movies are all about.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many good ones out there. And, like, the winner of Sundance obviously wins Sundance because it's a very well-made movie.
Right.
And just because it doesn't open to $2.2 billion doesn't mean it's good. But do you think there have been bad movies that have made $2 billion?
No.
In hindsight, maybe some of them. Oh, $2 billion? No, not $2
billion. Or even like a $500 million movie that like...
Probably.
Because what was Spider-Man when it was the number one movie? It was like $300 million, wasn't it? Something like that?
Now, which one?
First Spider-Man?
The first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, you can call that a bad movie or no?
No, I'm just saying that used to be the record, the biggest box office opening. I'm talking about openings of all time with Spider-Man, and it was like $300 million something, which is why... Funnily enough, in Entourage, they're like, Do we beat Spider-Man?
Yeah,
because for a while, it was the number one opening weekend. And then, like, it's just been shattered time after time after time.
By large.
Which doesn't. Which, well, and they don't. Only some lists show, like, adjusted for inflation. But, like, I feel like since, 2001 when Spider-Man came out? Like, I don't think movie ticket prices have gone up that much, have they?
Ticket prices versus the value of the dollar hasn't.
Like,
I'm not sure what the ratio is.
I don't think it's adjusted
how much
too bad.
Climbed. Movie ticket prices have absolutely gone up a lot since that time, though.
Since 2001?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't remember paying like $13 back then, or maybe I just think I did. But anyway,
no, it was
under 10.
But
it was
not under 10. It's like $11.
It's
or
just
so.
Shocking that
around then.
That. A movie back then, people have been waiting for a Spider-Man movie for literally forever.
Yeah.
And it came out and it shattered the previous record. And it's like, holy crap, this movie's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But then since then, like, it's like not even in the rear view.
No.
Like, it's like, how the hell?
Dusted.
Like, are the movies that have come out after it so much better, or is it just more people decided to go to movies again? Like, it, you know, it's weird because, like, Avatar blew that thing out of the water. Like, there was nobody's business. And then it's like, well, everyone complained about that movie being, like, a recycled script and all this recycled story and da-da-da-da-da, but it was beautiful, so they gave it a pass. And I'm like, I love that freaking movie. I saw it 3 times in the theaters. Like, well, I'm part of the problem. But, like...
Since Spider-Man, there's so much more of a spectacle now.
But now, like, people aren't even going. Like, people aren't even going to the movies anymore, except for, like, the big major tentpoles.
Right.
And it, even still, it's not even after opening weekend. Because, like, when MoviePass was a thing, I was like, sweet, I'm going to go to the movies. And I'd go literally the Monday after opening weekend, and I saw, I think, Star Wars with my MoviePass. And I was like, there's nobody fucking here. And this is Star Wars, guys. Yeah. Like, there's nobody in the theater after 4 days. Like, I could go see Avengers tomorrow, and it would probably be me with 10 other people.
Probably
a little bit more, because that movie's still very new and very popular. But there'd probably be 20 people in a theater that holds 150 or whatever.
I would love to look at, like, midweek box office numbers, like, from Monday to, you know, Monday to Wednesday. Like, what are these theaters raking in? Because I feel the same way, because I go on Tuesdays
and they have, like,
the $5 thing. There's nobody fucking there. Like, maybe 10 people in the most popular movie. Yeah, an event.
Which is weird.
Went and saw, when I saw Justice League right after it came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Justice League is not a good movie.
Right.
But it was popular and it made money. And I saw it the week after it came out on, like, a Thursday afternoon, and there were 15 people in the audience.
Frank, he's so happy.
The door. Mikey, like, gets up as quietly as possible, and then he opens the door, and Frank runs in and jumps on Mikey's chair.
He's
like, what a jerk.
I'm in the room.
It's so fun. He's going to want to leave in 5 minutes anyway. It's just weird to me that people, it seems to me that people don't go to movies anymore, which is why all the theaters are, like, lowering their prices and trying to get butts.
That's why MoviePass happened.
Right.
Hours and whatnot.
And, like, oh, it's Tuesday, you know, Ticket Saver Tuesday, $5 all showings or whatever. Or, like, bring a friend, like, one of the theaters does, like, bring a friend Tuesday and you buy one, get one kind of thing. Or, like, just because they want people to go there so badly.
Please, I don't know. I think movie theaters, like, or movie companies that aren't Disney and aren't, like, the big ones, but that's so few. There needs to be some kind of, like, conscious, like, reinventing of a movie experience, and maybe new movie houses that don't, I don't know, that make it kind of new and exciting to go to a movie.
I think it's more on us. I think a lot of people don't go to movies because of other people in the audience.
Yes. That one
million
percent. A lot
of people personally that I know don't go because of that.
One
they don't want to deal with other people.
Million percent.
Because people suck.
I love the opening. I love people reacting to stuff on opening nights or opening weekends or, like, big crowd theaters. I cannot stand whispering or cell phone use or any of that. And, you know, get off my lawn coming at you. But you're in a freaking movie theater, you little shit. Turn your fucking cell phone off.
We sat down.
Why do you think
Avengers.
They put 4 fucking things up on the screen? They're like, silence your phones. Yeah. Don't text. Don't talk. Turn your phone off. By the way, here's an M&M's commercial. Guess what it's saying? Don't use your phone. And then literally the lights go out, and then there's fucking cell phone lights all around me. It pisses me off. Like, I can't even describe
how much
it makes
me mad. We sat down for Avengers. There was 2 ladies behind us talking about, oh, I was reading theories about blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do not do that right now.
Yeah, shut up. Just shut up.
I've made it this far. If I hear a spoiler from you, I will. You will be wearing my beer.
Like, it's not the place to talk. It's the place to make, like, cool reactions or woos or, like, damn, or, like, get some or whatever when something happens. Sure. Do I love every single one of those things? No.
Not always.
But
you understand.
I understand that. I don't understand, like, oh, shit, dude, did you see that guy? He just fucking came out of fucking nowhere. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. Like, who's that guy? I didn't see the last movie. Who's that person over there? What's that guy doing? What? What? How come the car is not started? Didn't they have the keys? I'm like, shut up! And my passive-aggressive nature allows me to not say anything, even though I just want to fucking stand up and yell, shut up! But I don't. I can barely, like, give somebody the, like, turn-around, look, heavy sigh. Like, that stresses me out beyond belief just to try and look at somebody, and I just want to yell at them to shut up.
I got no patience for that. I'll turn around. I'll say something.
I'm so anti-confrontational.
But usually, it seems like, not like, I'm going to come back there and murder you, but it'll be like the disappointed dad, like, really? Like, come on, man.
Shush.
There's a theme in society with Amazon and shopping at home and your own big screen and streaming and Netflix. Yeah.
Don't have to deal with people.
Yeah, and I think that that's you know, that could be part of the problem. I think it is kind of part of the problem.
Well, because the problem lies with, and here's me defending those people that I hate so much, is that if we're watching a movie on Netflix, which, by the way, I'm going to get to it, but the freaking Ted Bundy thing, get there in a minute. But when we're watching something on Netflix, brand new thing that I'm very interested in watching, like, Samantha and I will be like, dude, can you believe whatever we just watched and we're talking about it right now in our living rooms out loud to each other because it's only us? Like, we get so accustomed to having those conversations on our couch that when we go to the theater, some people think, oh, if I just whisper, it'll be okay. I'm going to do the same thing I do on my couch, only I'll do it here because, like, everyone does it. And it's like, no, you're in a fucking theater. Shut up. No.
Maybe, like, the movie theaters need to do a concerted effort to kind of, like, expand, like, that consciousness of the movie going experience. So, you know, it's a special thing. You don't get to do it very often, and you're not at home. You know, yeah. I mean, I guess they do try to.
They
always
those
like
stupid commercials.
Please, you know,
right.
Please
don't
be
ruin
quiet.
The movie or
right.
whatever.
But,
but nobody seems to care. Shut your mouth. I mean, the only thing that I can see expanding would be like if they try to make the seats better and they're like, they put like better seats or here's a recliner. Yeah. But even still, you're still sitting next to somebody. Like, the next thing I can imagine is like everyone gets their own private box at the movie theater. And
that's
like
what the fancy theaters are.
It's crazy.
You have like an extra 2 feet between you and the people right. who you're not with.
What are you doing over there?
My phone hit the deck.
Oh, you so dropped your phone.
Trying to pick it up.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing?
Notes on it.
You didn't silence your phone before we sat down to record this.
I did silence it, luckily.
All the lights are off in here, and all I can see is your damn phone. I have, I wanted to talk. I have literally a laptop, an iPad, my phone sitting on a stand. I'm like, woohoo. Anyway,
we're in news.
Yeah. I got more news.
Oh, 1.2
billion. I got more news, too.
2.2.
The internet got what it wanted.
Oh,
which is never a good thing.
Yes.
Explain that again. I saw something.
So there was a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which is, first of all, just why? I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Correct. Starring Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, of all people.
And John Ralphio as Sonic, which I love because I love him. He's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the design for Sonic initially was a little horrific. Like, his face was just a little too human.
Did you see the meme of where he looked like the monkey kid from Jumanji?
Yeah.
God, it was so funny.
It looked terrible. And the fans were long and loud about it. Not even fans, just people on the internet. People who probably wouldn't have gone to see the movie anyway were very loud about it for a long period of time. And the director came out and says, we hear you, and we're going to change it.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
That's crazy to me.
That's going to
some poor
animator
is crying. Crying at his keyboard right now.
It has
to
delay the movie. Like, it has to.
I don't know. They haven't. You would think that if it would delay the movie, they would have already said, by the way, this is going
to
cause this
to
come out a little bit later. But
they have to redesign it in the lead character.
So the conspiracy theorists, not in me, but the conspiracy, that's a big word, conspiracy theorists on the internet are saying they did this shit on purpose. Like, they released
they released
a shitty design. And a shit design in the trailer, and they have like the good design in the can, but they wanted to like create interest for the movie because nobody cares about a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Truth.
In 2019.
Yeah.
But now people are talking about it because of the whole
could be
hullabaloo.
It could be.
That's funny.
It could very well be.
But people were like, it reminds me of Woody Woodpecker because like
it
that movie
so
looked
terrible.
Like the. It's weird. So you know what Uncanny Valley is?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, BJ? It's like when, like, what's the best way to describe it? Like, when they put like a human
Polar Express.
Where they're supposed to look
they
like
animate
humans.
It like over human or something.
It's supposed to be human, but it's not, and your brain can't make it look good.
Okay,
right.
Which
because
is why
it looks
like
too close, but it's not, and your brain knows that.
Which is why before Pixar could do people, their people looked scary. Like, do you remember the baby from Toy Story?
Yeah.
Does not look very good. Sid. And so there's very small moments where they're in there because you're like, this doesn't quite feel right. And so that's what it is. It's when something's supposed to be human or human-like even, and your brain can't turn it off. And so I feel like there's a lot of those moments in these like kind of kids crossover cartoon real-life movie, like Yogi Bear was there, where like where it's not even – it's not Uncanny Valley. It's not the best way to describe it, but it kind of is where it's like
it has
the cartoon bear – is there next to a real life tree, a real life person in this, and my brain cannot go cartoon and real life are supposed to be together.
So what are you going to do like during Lion King when they look really good? But
I think
also
that's
mouthing.
Fine.
They're
I think
talking.
That, but that's fine to me.
You know, your brain won't have a problem with
that? I don't think so because I saw the trailer in HD and it looked fucking
but they don't have,
gorgeous.
And they also don't have like pseudo-human faces.
Right,
either.
It's an animal.
Right.
And if it's full cartoon, sure, you can look like whatever you want because you're a freaking blob and like whatever.
But that kind of reminds me of Avatar, like when they kind of have their face of the character.
But I thought they looked perfect.
But they look good.
But it still made me a little weird. It kind of weirded me out. Probably the same effect was kind of like.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like, this doesn't look quite right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not Sigourney Weaver. Why is she 7 feet tall and blue?
Right. Yeah.
There's a commercial for like MLB baseball where it's animated players talking at a podium.
Oh, sure.
And at first you're like. They look real, but they look like they're acting really. Oh, wait a minute!
It's
they're video game characters. So
yeah, so a lot of video game companies and animation companies and CG companies have tried to solve the Uncanny Valley problem for a long time.
Yeah,
and it's getting better. But like I said, the whole like cartoon CG cartoon like Woody Woodpecker is the same thing. Where it's like, sure, he looks great. Just give me a whole movie of that. We don't need to put him in real life.
Mm-mm.
Like, it worked for, like, a Roger Rabbit or even a Cool World where it's cartoons
obviously
in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a cartoon.
It's not real and it's not trying to be real.
But when you're trying to make it look, quote, real, right. Like, Yogi Bear is a cartoon, but they try to make him, I don't know. They didn't even try to make him look real. Or Woody Woodpecker. Woodpeckers don't look like that.
They try to make him fit.
There was a Woody Woodpecker
but they
movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looked like
and you
this.
Guys saw it?
No.
I saw some of it.
But you both saw Yogi Bear?
No.
No.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd was Yogi Bear, by the way.
Oh. Now I kind of want to watch it.
Yes. But like that whole like CG cartoon-like character in real life when that's the only thing that CG... Like the Pikachu or the Pokemon movie actually looks like they're getting it right. But then again... It's more
nowhere near human
because they still look cartoonish, even
kinda.
Though they're interacting with the real
so I don't, I mean,
world.
I don't know how. I don't know so it what works. It is, why it works, but yeah. That over the Sonic, where it's like, look at all these people and Sonic. Maybe it's because Sonic's the only thing where there's Pokemon everywhere, so you're just kind of like, okay, these weird.
It was his human eyes and his human teeth that weirded me.
Yeah, he did have human teeth.
Was, I don't know. It was his like long, slender legs and arms, like just
the torso, and his hands looked
small.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't look anything like the video game at all.
Like, why not just do Sonic? Just do the Sonic. Like do Sonic as we all have seen him.
Yeah,
and know what he looks like.
You don't need to redesign
just
a character.
Why not just do that? It's a fucking super
fast big
it's
mohawk.
A super fast fucking hedgehog.
And
it doesn't
also,
need to look real.
And also, hedgehogs don't look like Sonic.
Right.
So, like, if you're going to go, quote, real,
tiny
you
little
fucking,
brown.
Give
You'd
me a little
so
pin cushion. Right.
The hedgehog looks like the track star. That's what they like. Right. I'm about to go real fast.
Oh, sure. Man.
Any other news?
Lots of news.
Oh, yeah. Do tell.
Today was just May 4th.
Yeah. Yesterday was.
Yep. Well, the 4th of May. So,
May the
4th. Yeah, that was. So today's the 6th. We're living in the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Revenge of the
Sith. See, I did that?
Well, it's Revenge of the Fifth, guys.
Revenge of the Sith is pretty good, too. No. Like, Revenge of the
Fifth
is good.
Comes after.
Yeah, they're
comes
both good.
After.
I like them all.
May the 4th, Revenge of the Fifth. Come on.
But
you don't have to change anything.
Rest in peace, Chewbacca, this week.
Oh, yeah, Peter Mayhew.
That's a loss for
for the
culture.
Community, for sure.
For all accounts, he was a very nice dude.
Yep. And then I don't think we talked about it last week. If it happened before, I think it happened since then that John Singleton died.
We did not talk about that last week.
We did not.
It was after that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Like
but,
a day after that. Yeah.
But John Singleton died last week. Boys in the Hood was such an influential movie in my life and in lots of folks' life.
Yeah.
I remember, if you remember... I know you're probably pretty young.
I remember.
But in the late 80s, NWA was like everywhere, like on the news and in the paper. Everyone's talking about NWA and NWA. And they were just shocking the world of rock and roll. And like it was really fun to see.
Fight the power!
Yeah, that's Public Enemy. That's,
I know, but it fits.
Tomato, tomato right there.
I know the difference. It's the only button I had.
I know you know.
But But NWA had become very big, and then they released their album Straight Outta Compton almost at the same time, or just like a little bit after that. They released Eazy-E's solo album same year, mm-hmm. and they were both really big. And Boys in the Hood was a song on the Eazy-E's album, mm-hmm. and so when I remember hearing that they made a movie called Boys in the Hood,
I was like, God.
I was thinking boo. My first reaction was boo. Huh. Like this is like just cheesy.
Corporations
this is gonna be bad. Yeah.
Making money off of Eazy's work.
Yeah, it's just yeah. But it's not. It's super, super good.
So good.
And very, very artistic and very well done. And it's a trip that he is younger than me. So when I saw that movie and it was like all, very prevalent in my life.
Yeah.
It was made by somebody younger than me at that time.
Yeah.
And so that's a really impressive. That's definitely the most influential movie that he's made. He's made some other ones that I'm like not quite as much, but it doesn't matter to me because, you know, once you put out once you're Orson Welles, no one cares about other than after Citizen Kane.
Right.
Because you've made Citizen Kane. Yep. And so he's made his movie. And anyway, it was a big loss.
If that movie came out today, people would have a fit.
Oh, yeah.
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Now, why? Why do you say that?
There's a certain level of...
you think it's because, like, PC culture or what?
Yeah, not that, and there's a level
and
of...
And the uncomfortable realism that it puts you
in. Yeah, it's very real.
Yeah?
It's very real, but there's also a level of fatigue amongst a certain subsection of the population with seeing stories about people who don't look like them when it's all about people who don't look like them.
Say that again. Sorry. No.
White people be tripping.
Okay. And they you're saying like
that,
nowadays
that whole thing was a setup for that joke.
Okay, good.
That don't.
So you're saying that like folks now are tired of seeing...
I think people would be pissed if that movie came out.
Seeing movies about people that don't represent
absolutely
them, specifically white folks.
Absolutely.
Seeing movies about...
Yeah.
Has there been that many? I mean, like, you know, like...
But think of, like, all the people who are... Not that there's, like, a whole, like, they're not beating down the door or anything, but there are some people who are, like... You know, people who notice, like, the all-girl shot in Endgame.
Right,
right.
And there are people who are furious about it.
Right.
What is this agenda that Marvel's pushing on us that women are strong? Well, that she can literally, she flew through the fucking ship. Like, give her some fucking credit. Like, what the fuck? Or anything like that. Like,
speaking
Black,
of which,
like Black Klansman comes out and they're like, what is this? Black, well, it's the true story. That's,
yeah.
This is what happened. You know, let's just,
I think
the story.
I've said and laughed at, fuck your ship, 100 times since last time.
Nice.
So, yes. But I don't know, man. I think it would. I don't know. I guess because it's like maybe so, and maybe Do the Right Thing wouldn't be, as influential and big either. You know. But I tend to think
back then influential is the appropriate word. If it came out now, I don't think it would be as influential because there's a lot more people woke, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So I think it wouldn't be as influential, but I think it would, like you were saying, cause like people to have outrage of like, how dare
that these,
you show me
at
this
these, yeah,
as
at,
entertainment.
Where we are right now in culture and history, there is this huge backlash of white folks who don't feel like they've been represented by government and by culture.
How dare you?
By culture.
And that's what
one
they sound like.
Yes.
That's a very good
that's
one. That's
exactly
a very good
right
one. So you could be, yeah, you could be very right about that. Yeah, that it would be received very differently. But at that time, it was perfect. I mean, the gang violence in LA was huge at that time. And
I still think it would be hugely popular and people would be like all about it, but there would definitely be a larger backlash now than there was then.
Probably.
When it was realized.
Probably.
Well, do you think because it's so gang centric and that's not as prevalent as prevalent in places like LA and stuff, like it's still there, like the culture still exists obviously, but because it's not as gang heavy, the world isn't right
well,
now
and
do
specifically
you think...
yeah specifically like the Bloods and the Crips was in the front page for a long time, like that was like a big thing, and you don't
for the majority
don't
of
wear
my
red,
childhood.
Don't wear blue, west side, east
right
side.
You don't really hear that now,
right? So
I'm sure it's
I'm
still
saying
there. I'm sure that there's. I know that there's.
That's
still
what I mean. It's not
culture,
as prevalent. So do you think that would have anything to do with its popularity now, or do you think it would have to be a period piece set where it was set? Does that make sense?
If they made it now,
time.
If you set it up, for sure. If you made it a period,
if you try to make a hood movie right now. Do you
set
think
in 2019?
Right.
It would be a different story, for sure. A very, very different story.
Right. It would be about gentrification.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Probably.
Because that's what's happening.
Gentrification and immigration. That's what's happening. Yeah, probably. I'm guessing. Yeah. So
crazy.
Anyway, I think that was my last bit of news.
That's good news.
That's good news. I mean, it's sad news.
Right.
But,
right. But news I'm glad you about. Mentioned both of those things.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it was.
Also, we do need to come up with a better outro to news other than that, Rob.
I'm down.
Because I got nothing. But no Foreign Army or movie review from Maddie again this week.
We can move right along.
So we will move right along and take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be
right back. Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
Boy, that old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Dope. Hey, yo, Easy. Suckers. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out!
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar. I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I'm rolling hard now under control. Then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother. better and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. No bail. The fellas caused a riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut a fork. Destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass. But that was a blast from the past, motherfucker. Busy up, busy up.
I saw a dog yesterday that looked like a Muppet.
So what you watching? What you watching?
What you watching?
See, I was trying to do it for you. So I heard, give you the, I got you. Give you the lead in for
I it. Will, so. I will find it, and I will put it onto the drop for you.
It might not work, but if it
I
does
will
work,
make it work.
If it does work, it would be kind of cool.
I'll make it
make
work.
It, make it just a little bit longer and make that iconic, like, Hammond, Oregon intro.
And I also need to join the two so I don't forget to push that button. Because this is money.
So what you watching?
What you watching?
That's us, y'all.
Yeah.
That's we recorded
all
that.
Of it from beginning. And I made that drum beat myself.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It sounds, beats.
It sounds a lot like the original. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
What'd you watch?
So what you watching? I need to get the title of this movie because I don't know what it is. But it's title. Extremely Wicked.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Extremely Wicked, oh, Shockingly yeah. Evil, and Vile. Mm-hmm. Is what
Ted
I
Bundy
watched.
Movie.
The Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a movie.
He's a movie.
Ah, okay.
How was it?
Very good. It's the first very good Netflix movie that I can recall. Like, I would say very good. I enjoyed the other big ones. Like, I liked Bird Box. I didn't think
yeah.
it was, like, as
that's fine.
Crazy as everyone. I really liked Bright.
I like Bright.
Mel Brooks for some reason.
You want to say Will Smith?
Yes, and Mel Brooks came out.
That would be, I would watch that movie and probably enjoy it more.
That, where did that even come from? But yes, the Will Smith movie. I liked that one. I've liked a lot of the movies. They're just yeah. not good.
No. Not great.
Great.
That's what we were saying,
yeah,
too.
They're not
that,
great.
They're okay, yeah. but they're not great.
No. I really liked this movie.
Oh, good.
And I really liked Zac Efron a lot. Right. Like, a lot.
Like him. He's good.
And he's done, a lot of people give him flack because he's done, like, the High School Musical and the Disney stuff. And then he does something like Baywatch where it's like, I'm just a dumb, good-looking guy.
Nah, he was hilarious in Baywatch.
But he's great. I don't know why people don't like Zac Efron. He's so good.
Nah, he's funny.
And in this movie, he is fantastic. And it's not all like, I'm going to murder people. It's more like right when he's about to get arrested. It actually starts with him getting arrested. And it's all about like him going through the trial and all this stuff. And like how he's obsessed with this lady named Liz. And like calls her all the time. And like she was his like. It's weird because he was classified as a psychopath.
Yeah.
Obviously. Was he a psychopath or a sociopath?
I do not
either.
Remember.
Either or, but like he shows emotion in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and psychopaths and sociopaths are known to show emotion or mimic emotion because they don't actually feel it, and so they can like show fake empathy and stuff just to get
impression.
People on their side.
Yeah.
But like, I believed it too much. I like started to kind of feel. I was like, man, he's crying. He's pretty upset, and like not feel for Ted Bundy, obviously. But the fact that it's Zac Efron and he's crying and you see tears, you're like, man, he's got real emotion.
The character Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. Come on, cut him some slack.
And so I almost feel like he did too good of a job. If that makes any sense.
Because you feel like it should have been obvious to you that this guy is not
right.
feeling the emotions.
But when, like,
the emotions,
when the lady is, like, dumping him or whatever, it's like, but you don't really care. She's your mask. She's your, like, your cover to the outside world or whatever. It's like, so it was weird to see him, like, have tears and me believe that he was feeling sad, if that makes any sense.
No, yeah.
He's a good actor.
But he is. He's really good, and that's the problem. Yeah. I was like... So anyway, but I was like, you should be better in like making me not really feel that you're really crying, but make me think that you're fake crying while you're really fake crying, being an actor fake crying.
I was asking a lot.
Right, which doesn't make any
sense.
It's
a big ask.
Right.
Well, that's sort of like, we'll get into that later. This is just a little dip into Game of Thrones for just a second.
Oh, we'll get there.
That how I felt about the John and Daenerys' relationship, because it always felt to me, it just felt like not real,
right?
And or a little awkward. And then so, but maybe they were doing that on purpose because of what we know about it,
right?
So anyway, I won't talk about that for now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll get there. But yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix, it's good,
cool.
And there's nothing really triggery. Like, one of my friends was like, I really wanted to watch that. She thought it was in theaters, and she's like, but I'll wait until it comes out on, she said, on video, which is funny.
Oh.
She's so cute.
Bless your heart.
She said, I'll wait until it comes out on video. So that way I can fast forward through any triggering parts. And I was like, there's nothing triggered. Mm-hmm. Like, there's maybe like one, because she doesn't like seeing violence against women or anything like that. And I'm like, they don't show any of that. Like, there's a couple teeny tiny almost moments, but I would say it's not really triggering. But then again, don't get triggered by stuff.
Have you ever seen anything where you're like, have you ever witnessed an act of movie violence that has really made you feel like you have a hard time watching it, or it feels too real?
I'm trying to think. I think like a few times.
Yeah, a couple of times. And I couldn't necessarily put my finger on it right this moment. So maybe not.
One.
So maybe not. Yeah.
Which, go ahead.
Zodiac.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
it's on my list because I just listened to the podcast about
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Such a good movie.
I'm trying to remember.
Have you seen that, Mikey B?
Horrible scene in that movie.
I haven't seen it.
Then I won't. I won't say what this is. Then
no, but
I'll let you experience
good.
It for
yourself.
I don't
want it.
Now you got to go watch it.
So,
it's a good movie.
Oh yeah,
it's a really good movie.
It's like 2.5 hours long too.
A Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Robert
Downey Jr. is in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's based on the true story of
San Francisco area.
They based it on the book.
Yeah.
And so they think that they know who it is, even though it's technically unsolved.
Right. Yeah. And when you think about, and with that aspect, you're like, this is fucking terrifying. Like,
right.
Well, that was like when I saw the movie, I believe it was Once Upon a Time in America. I was like watching that. It's like 3 hours, I think.
Ooh, I got one. Sorry.
And then I remember like there was a scene in there that was like all of a sudden I was like, God, you know, that puts me off, you know, like now that kind of puts me off.
I'll tell you, I'll describe it sort of, but I won't tell you exactly what it is. Basically, in one of the attacks in Zodiac Killer, one person dies and the other person survives. He attacked two people at once, and the person who survived, person who survived was watching the film, and he said the scene was so real that it triggered him. Like, it made him remember what it was like to be there in that moment. I'm like, I'm out.
No, thanks. Well, see.
I am out.
See, that's when.
But it's good.
Those kind of things, I don't think I have anything like that. But, like, one that's super cringy and I cannot watch is the freaking Kirby in American History X.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot.
Bite the curb.
Do it.
Yeah. That's brutal.
I can't do it.
Yeah, and even though they,
one
even
time
though
was too many times.
And it's only suggested. I mean, they don't, like, show.
It's cut away.
Yeah,
if you watch.
But I can't do it.
The
extended version, you see it from like really far away.
Can't
like you
do
actually
it.
See it.
Oh, nope. Just
in the theatrical cut, you don't see it at all.
Because in my head, I can feel what it would be like to just put.
They do the close up, but yeah.
You know what? What does it is his when his teeth touch the cement.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
that's the moment where you're like, this is too real.
Yeah, for sure. I remember I had that reaction.
I can't
too.
Do it. The other one is
another great movie.
Dumb, but it's in Hostel, and which is dumb, right?
I've never seen those. There's more than one of those, right?
Yeah, I think there's two. Okay. I think there's probably more, but anyway. I went to the first one thinking it was just going to be like a horror movie and turned out to be like
a torture movie.
All boobs at the beginning and then all torture at the end. And I was like, this is not really what I
wanted. They had me in the first half.
They didn't, though. It was too much, believe it or not. But anyway, but that's how I always describe the movie. You saw Hustle? Yeah. How was it? Boobs, 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 torture, 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 the end. But anyway, there's a scene where he cuts his Achilles tendon on the back of your heel.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, that sucks. But it's not too bad yet. But then the guy tries to get up to walk away. And when he stands up and like, and it like it like shows his like tendon on the back of his heel. Like, and I'm like, nope, never again with that. No thanks. Those are the two that like are too much.
Right on.
Yeah, this would be a good question for Beth Accomando, like since she's like, or Ryan Shores, you know, since they're like horror people.
Yeah.
Like,
I can do that's the thing. Too like too much gory stuff doesn't really get me, but like
still the stuff that's yeah.
But that suggested. One right there was too much, and certain that Kirby, I don't know what it's.
Yeah, I mean, there's scenes in Game of Thrones that are like the suggestion of it is just so. Like,
Sansa's wedding night is one that is not fun for anybody.
No,
Hostel has three parts apparently.
Oh.
And for me, I don't know, maybe I'm not going far enough, but I always kind of cringe for, now I'm drawing a blank on the movie. Hold on.
Trainspotting, Dead Baby.
John Travolta, no. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp
there
Fiction.
We go.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, ball rough. Gag scene.
Oh, yeah.
That just ruins
That one's
me.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
There's plenty.
Trainspotting Dead Baby is another one for me. Woof. Don't ever need to see that again. No thanks.
Well,
there's
Requiem
the whole movie Requiem for Dream.
That entire film.
I never saw that. Wow.
Never? Dude, you have to watch it once. Well, I don't know if you have to, but it's...
I know they had the held camera where the actor's holding the camera. You know, isn't there a couple of those scenes? Or I just remember like...
Kind of looks that way, but it's very... It. That movie's good, though.
It's a good
I've heard that, too.
But it's not fucked fun. Yeah, nothing so about it's fun. There's no redemption for anybody.
No.
It sucks. Yeah. Anyway.
It's drug use.
Yes.
That's what that is.
I watched Big Little Lies on HBO.
Oh, how's that?
Superb.
It's
good.
A series, right?
It is a series. Mm-hmm.
A
so
full,
it's like
10-episode series?
Like 6 or 7. Like, it's a shorter
season
series.
Season 2 just came out, or is coming
out? It's coming out.
It's
coming out. So I wanted to, like, see it before. And I, from beginning to end, I loved it. The cast is so good.
Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon.
Who else?
Meryl Streep, I know, is in season 2.
Yeah, but she's not in season 1. Mm. Adam Scott is in it.
Ben Wyatt.
He's
great.
It's a serious
show, right?
Too.
Yeah.
Guys, a whole other topic is going to take us forever to talk about, but we'll talk about it. We'll put a pin in it and talk about it later.
What?
The idea about actors who can do comedy and serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because there's not a lot that can go back and forth, effectively. Tom Hanks,
Well, there's a lot of people that can do it back and forth effectively if they start somewhat as a serious actor.
I was going to say the opposite. I was going to say that it's easier for a comedic actor to do a serious part than it is a comic.
I agree with him, actually.
A serious actor to do a comic. I think, like, either comedy, you either have it or not. You're either funny or you're not. I don't know if that's gospel, but that's how my instincts say. Like, either you have a sense of comedy or you don't. And, like, I don't picture Meryl Streep having a sense of humor. But she's fantastic.
She's been in lots of comedies.
I don't know. Like, but I can't think of any that like, oh, she's so funny.
Death Becomes Her.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't know. Like,
no?
I mean, it's a comedy for sure, and I know that she's been in comedies.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think of. I don't know. Maybe she suffers from comparison because her dramatic roles are so good,
right?
That she doesn't do comedy as well as she does drama.
Now that I don't know if I think it's easier. I don't know which
my instincts say it's easier for a comic actor.
So
to
like
be a serious
De Niro
role.
And Meet the Parents, right? He's funny, but he's serious. The movie's funny, but he's serious. Do you consider that him be doing comedy? Or like when
not
you,
as much. Like I don't. I picture like he's funny in
there's
it, and
some
I think
moments.
I think he's funny like Meryl Streep is funny.
But he's like, so serious. Like Meryl right. Streep's funny in Devil Wears Prada, but she's a horrible, horrible, bitchy lady.
Right.
And there's nothing that's funny about it.
Right.
But she's. Has funny moments, you know what I mean?
But as opposed to Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents is very comical, funny, like, just like, he's funny.
Right, because he's supposed to be funny.
Right.
He's the funny guy that all the bad stuff happens to.
Yeah.
But when he says, I have nipples, Ted, can you milk me? That's a hilarious line.
It is.
And you have to have some sort of comedic timing or
right.
feel for comedy to deliver it, but...
And it's equal parts, to me anyway, that's equal parts funny because it's a hilarious line.
Right.
The reaction. And because it's Robert De Niro saying that line.
Right.
Because you already
yeah.
know a lot about Robert De Niro.
Yeah, definitely.
And who they are in your brain has an effect on how you receive them.
So that's why I think it's easier for us to give more leniency to the serious actor that goes comedy. Because think about Jim Carrey. I think Jim Carrey's a phenomenal actor. I think mm-hmm. he's done a lot of serious roles that are great. But yeah. a lot of people were just like, boo. Talk out of your butt, like, be funny. We want you to be funny. We want you to be Jim Carrey. We don't want you to see you dark and brooding
right.
and falling for Kate Winslet in Eternal Sunshine, which is a fantastic movie,
I thought it was
but great. A lot of people hate it because Wait, they're like, Jim Carrey, be funny.
They just have bad taste.
Yeah.
Right, but like it's because the public right. sees Jim Carrey as the Mask
Dance
or Ace Ventura.
Well, the same as Robin Williams, you know, like he was accepted as a serious actor, but it, not for years and years
I would
and
say
years.
It, yeah,
and
it
years.
Took a while.
Like
yeah.
he was more for more.
Well, no,
forever.
Because when did he branched out pretty quick? Because when did like
I mean
Dead
he's
Poets
been around
Society.
Since the 70s though. I
know,
mean
but
like
when
doing
did Dead Poets Society
in the 90s.
That's an early 90s movie.
Okay, yeah. So maybe the whole 80s. He
92.
Did he try Final to 92. Do? Did he try to do anything serious?
If he did, it's under my radar.
Because I when was Good Morning Vietnam? Because he's kind of funny in that.
About
but
the same
still
time, I think
a drama.
But that's still him being.
It's still funny,
it's,
right?
Yeah.
But he has
yeah.
a lot of serious moments in that film.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, anyway, in Big Little Lies, kind of tying back to the other point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There,
Adam Scott does a good job.
He does a great
being
job.
Serious.
But Nicole Kidman, who, damn, she looks good. Like, in this show, I she looks good, which is terrible for what I'm going to say next, because she plays someone who's in a violent relationship. In the show, that's
like she's abused,
disturbing.
Yeah,
yeah that's disturbing, for sure. And would be triggering. Like if I were someone who was worried about being triggered about sexual violence.
Is
violence.
There a trigger warning before the show?
No? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Probably not. But
I wonder if is that a thing? Do they do that?
I don't know.
Outside of the usual, like this contains strong sexual violence.
Right.
That's like a TV show thing. They put the TVMA up
yeah.
there or whatever.
And I think on every like HBO show,
HBO's always been very detailed.
They'll
about
do it,
that.
Yeah, and they'll say exactly what happened.
But do you? But is
like,
there,
if it contains rape, it'll say there's rape in there.
Does it
like,
say that though?
Know.
Yeah,
yeah
it'll say sexual violence. Yeah. Like it'll say that on there.
It says sexual violence.
It'll say that. Yeah, for sure.
So Sansa's wedding night says sexual violence on it.
Probably.
Because I maybe. Think it just says violence. I don't think I remember ever seeing sexual violence. Because
maybe.
It seems like lately in the last 10 years or so, they've gotten very specific about on the rating system and why
Sansa's
it's
wedding night.
HBO's
terrible
always
terrible
specific,
to watch. Terrible. Good God.
All right, so what else? I watched something else too, dang it. Oh, I watched, speaking of which, same along the same line, I watched a Will Ferrell movie called Everything Must Go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you watch that?
I've seen. Yeah, I think I've seen part of it.
It is good. It is mm-hmm. good, and he doesn't try to be necessarily a super serious actor.
No,
but
it's
he
like
just
borderline.
Yeah, but yeah. But it's a good story, and it's not too Hollywoody. It's not too like mm-hmm. happy endingy. Ruined it? Not really. Not really. No, it's the storytelling.
Yeah.
But
Stranger Than Fiction was another similar. It's got funny moments in it, but it's not with him in it.
Where he's, no, he's not.
He's writing the book, and it's,
funny.
Or he's the character in a book that's being written or whatever.
Yeah,
which was good. That's
great,
another
right.
good one.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah,
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Captain Tax Man.
Whenever I pay my taxes, I think about her in that movie.
That's impressive that you can quote that movie.
Yeah.
I just remember it, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I could not quote it to save my life.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing I. Remember specifically,
right.
it, but yeah, great movie.
Did you watch anything, Rich?
I don't think I watched anything new. I did want to talk more about Shazam, since I only briefly mentioned it.
Do tell.
There was so much else going on.
I mean, I don't,
last week.
I've listened to podcasts and stuff about it, too. So.
Oh, really?
I want to see
do
it.
Do tell.
It's really good.
I might
it's
not see it till it streams, maybe.
Far and above the best DC movie that has been released.
Ooh.
Live action DC. DC.
Better
live
than,
action.
Better than Wonder Woman.
But yeah, way better. Absolutely.
Better than Batman versus Superman?
Come on, DJ. Are we having a serious
Justice
discussion
League.
Here or not?
Woo! Why'd you say that?
My
name?
Man!
My man! Fucking bro side. No, because Zachary Levi, like, he sells it. Like, it's the movie hinges whether or not you believe that that is a 14-year-old boy
right.
in an adult's body, and he does it incredibly well.
Here's what
a lot of Tom Hanks and Big.
Now, I've heard this from mm-hmm. multiple people. This is not an original thought, but I just want your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that Zachary Levi.
I thought it was Levy.
Levy.
Levy?
I don't know.
Levy?
I think it is Levy.
Chuck. Let's just call him Chuck. or Flynn Rider.
Yeah.
I've heard that he plays young, childlike super well. Because mm-hmm. if you know anything about him, he's done that his whole career.
Yeah.
Or he does that very well, I should say.
Yeah.
But I've heard that he is more kid-like
than
the
actual kid. Yes.
And the kid's all serious and dumb. Or not yeah. serious and dumb, but he's like super serious. And he's like, yeah, guys, I got to be, I'm serious and I'm a kid. And da-da-da.
The
and then Zach Levi
more...
is like, hey, guys, I'm a kid. And like, woo, yeah. I'm goofy and fun. I'm like, wait a second. Like,
it's not quite that.
Is it?
That turned up. But he,
right.
there is a disconnect between Billy
like
Batson,
it feels
the kid and Billy Batson, the giant superhero.
Like when you watch
Mandela.
Big, like yeah. Tom Hanks and that kid hung out a lot, so
yeah.
they could kind of get similar personality
mannerisms
and like
and
figure right. that stuff out. Mm-hmm. And so you believe that Tom Hanks is the older version of this kid who is just like freaking out. So he's still kid-like,
yeah.
but the kid in that movie is also a kid, and he goofs
yeah.
around with his best friend and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've heard that in Shazam, he doesn't goof around with his kid friends, and then when he's a superhero,
he
goofs around with his kid friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it seems like they're not really the same person. I'm wondering,
no,
since
no.
I know, or since I've heard that from multiple people, is it going to affect my enjoyment of the film, or
no.
is he so good at it you just don't care?
He's so good at it you won't care.
Perfect.
Because I noticed that during the film, too, because the kid is, like, very dour.
Right.
And he's very not when he's
right.
he's in his giant superhero
right.
body. It plays a lot more like the... like Big or like 13 Going on 30 or like
perfect.
Any one of those was like, what happened to my mind?
Right.
But it's
it.
Great. Like, he's fantastic. I
I love
picked
him.
Up what he's putting down.
Yeah.
Right.
I just like him as like, so after I saw this movie, I was like, I look more about this guy. Like, I learned more about him as an actor. And he had it rough for a little while. Like, he was like going through like serious depression and like he was really down on himself because I guess he auditioned for, he's feeling like he was always on the cusp because he felt inside like I'm really good, like I'm good at this, like I can do this, like I can
yep.
do this.
We all do.
And he just never quite got where he thought he should be, and it like came to like a sort of an apex when he went to audition for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, I saw.
And like
something.
He auditioned for it, and he re-auditioned, he called back, and like he went deep into the process. So he's like this
for
this
Peter Quill.
I was
yeah,
gonna say I assumed Chris
he's
Pratt.
Like, he's like I thought this part was mine, and then Chris Pratt came in and he got it, and he's like.
And
shit.
It took Chris Pratt from being the goofy guy on TV, which he also was in
he
Chuck.
He also was in Chuck.
I mean, he was
time.
Kind of more badass, which like thought like I
right.
can do the superhero thing because I've kind of done it before. Anyway,
yeah.
But it, like it, he watched it take Chris Pratt from being this like lovable goofy guy, which is what he's known as,
into
to being this
megastar.
Like super mega sex symbol superstar guy, mm-hmm. and he's like, dang.
Yeah. So the interview I was watching, I don't know if it was an interview or like little videos that somebody put together, but it talked about all that too. It was like
yeah.
he went and you'd see Chris Pratt's face everywhere. Like he's like larger than life now and stuff. He's like, that should have been me. I'm like, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's real tough. And he's
especially
so,
when you're like basically going
yeah.
through all the, yeah.
And now he's there, but now he's there. And like, so you see him like on press tours, like talking to kids and like little girls running up and like hugging him. Like the little girl's crying and he starts to cry. And it's like, he just can't believe that he got so lucky to like that he made it. And I'm like, what a good dude. Like,
yeah.
I want to go watch this guy's movies now.
It's like when you
he's
find
in,
out
give
what
him
Keanu Reeves is
money.
Like outside the movies.
The
you're like, dude, you're like the coolest
yeah.
guy, and you give away all your money to charity and like all this stuff. It's like, dude,
yeah.
I like you
I'll
even
I'll go see
more.
John Wick 3.
Right. Like,
in the fucking theater, yeah.
That actor is in The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which...
oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's
did you watch
charming.
That?
No, I just know that he's in
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's right. so good. Everyone needs to watch this show. I think about it. I'm like, I'd throw it on and watch it again, like in a heartbeat. I'd watch the whole season again, quick.
It's just, it's the problem. One of those with things. Amazon. Yep. It's the Amazon problem. I never, ever, ever turn it on.
And I've been watching more, getting back in my high school Richard roots, I've been watching more anime.
There you go.
Nice.
One Punch Man still.
One Punch Man season 2 is out. Nice. And it's not as good as season 1, but it's still pretty good.
And it's Hulu? Amazon. Netflix.
Netflix. Season 2, it's season 1's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Season 2 is being released on Hulu.
Got it.
And Attack on Titan, like season 3, part 2. Like they went on an unannounced hiatus, like in the middle of the fucking season, in the middle of the story. It disappeared for like 6 months or something. And now it's back. And I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this story. So I watched that too. And then My Hero Academia, which is pretty much if Harry Potter was about superpowers and not magic.
Mikey?
That show's good.
Huge fan. Right? I love that show.
It's
so
like
much.
You just got real excited.
That show's dope. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, Mikey, do you watch subtitle or dub?
Subtitle.
Subtitle?
I'm not a.
The dub for My Hero Academia is actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the few where I'm like, it's. The only other show I would consider watching a dub over a sub is like anything Dragon Ball, like Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z, or like all those dubs are just way better than the subs to me for me personally.
Or
maybe
Dragon Ball.
Really, you always love the dubs.
Yeah. Full Metal Alchemist.
Like
their dub is really good too.
I'm a Naruto fan, and
the Naruto dub is terrible.
comparison.
The Naruto dub is terrible.
I do like.
I can't stand Naruto's voice. It's terrible.
Yeah. Naruto's voice, but actually, Kakashi is not too bad.
No, he sounds fine.
And Sasuke does a good job.
Alert.
But he's done a lot of other stuff too. Like that voice actor is like kind of prolific in the dub scene, and he does a great job.
Right on.
Yuri Leventhal, I think, was the one that did Sasuke.
He was Spider-Man in the Spider-Man game, right? Yuri was. Yeah, he played Spider-Man in the PS4 Spider-Man.
Oh.
Steve Bloom also does a lot of anime dubs, and he's real good at it too.
He's quite good.
So I guess it just depends on the people, the cast that they get to do it, but a lot of voiceover people get their start in anime, and a lot of voiceover people aren't that good.
Or did you just see it that way? Because you're like,
no,
I can do this.
Well, I mean, I'm in the very, 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 very bottom of the entry level barrel here. Mm-hmm. But like the people that choose to submit their stuff to these projects, I'm like, what are you even thinking or doing with yourself?
I sound great.
Not only that, but it's like you have the descriptions of the things like specifically say like you have to have good setup. Like I'm not gonna cast you if you don't have good setup. This and that,
right.
And like you just hear people that are like, "Hey guys, so I'm gonna read my part, and I'm like over here, and this is what it's gonna sound like, and I'm gonna read for the part for Batman. I'm Batman. Yeah, you want another take on it?
That's a pretty good Batman. Like, effect to me.
But like, and so it's just like, what are you doing? And they submit that, and then they're like. They think they're gonna get it. Like obviously, why would they? Why would they submit it if they didn't think they had a shot at it?
They got the
or like it specifically says like I need a Peter Parker impression of Tobey Maguire specifically. I'm doing this thing where I want Tobey Maguire sounding thing. Must do Tobey Maguire impression.
Just pretend you're always on the verge of crying,
and then everybody. And like one of the thing, like one of the lines.
Tobey Maguire.
Where he's like, I'm Spider-Man or whatever. And like people are just like, I am Spider-Man. And it's like, you're not even trying. Like,
you sound a little dopey.
You're just doing your voice. And you're like, oh, I want to be Spider-Man. So I'm going to put my thing out there and be Spider-Man. It's like, you have 0% chance of this because they want Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Right. Anyway, so like that's what I mean by like I hear a lot of like bottom of the entry level barrel stuff.
Sure.
But then, you know, I get cast and stuff.
I was going to say a working
moving
voice.
Moving and shaking.
I am a working voiceover.
You got paid?
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. I've already told you there's no pay.
I know. I just wondering. Like, so I was
going to
say,
together,
when
son.
I say working, you know, you say we're working
I
actor.
Sent my, I sent files off to be plugged into the film that will be eventually put out. I posted it on Instagram, too, where I was doing the voice. And let me tell you, that voice is hard to do for all the lines that I had to record. It was that
did they
weird
pick,
like
did they pick one?
Yeah.
And they said
well
do
he
this
said
one?
I will like this and I will like this, do a combination of the two. So it was like the hiss like snake sounding voice, but it was also he wanted more graveliness to it. So like the whole time was I was doing this, like, anyway, it was crazy for a while. Yeah. That's but I did it in one. I did, recorded them all in one night. No big deal. Right, anybody else want anything? That's enough about me bragging.
Brush your shoulders off there.
I watched a movie while I was waiting for this recording today. Went to go see. Oh, is it called The Long Shot? I think it's the.
Oh, yeah, the Seth Rogen and Charlie Theron. Yeah.
I can't wait.
I have not laughed.
I hate you so much. I've heard it's real good.
I haven't laughed this hard in quite a long time at a comedy. It's been at least a couple of years, I think.
Well, and my understanding of that movie is he's like a poli-sci guy, and she's a political candidate type person, and she hires him to like do PR to try her more like make her more likable or something.
He's a writer, so he's like a reporter for a newspaper. He gets fired, and she used to babysit for him, and
okay.
And so, or babysit him when they were younger, yeah, but she was only like 2 years older than.
But she's a candidate trying to get elected to something.
Well, she's Secretary of State.
Oh, so she's somebody important already.
Yeah, and he gets hired to kind of punch up her scripts a little bit, and you know, be a little bit, you know,
more like
add some jokes and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Someone said it's a
punch comedy up your
script. It's the weirdly specific.
Genre of
Seth Rogen ruining a successful woman's life.
Right. Only he probably doesn't ruin it.
That's fantastic.
I would guess, but I don't know.
We'll see if they have a relationship like him and Catherine do after.
I like Seth Rogen. You need to get off your hating Seth Rogen high horse over there, guy.
Now.
He's what now?
He's a married man.
No, I mean, like, he did that movie Knocked Up with Catherine Heigl, and apparently she just hates him. Like, she's like, she hates him.
Have you seen Knocked Up?
Like, everyone hates her,
though.
Are you sure? Because it doesn't sound like it. Because she doesn't hate him.
You know, like, Hollywood, like...
Not in the movie, in real life.
Oh, gotcha.
In real life.
No, I mean, I don't know, in the press.
You know, like, the vast majority of Hollywood cannot stand Katherine Heigl. That's why she doesn't work a lot, right?
Maybe so. She's like, what's her name? Oh, the actress, Sean Young, who is cut out of every movie she's ever been in because she's a real pain in the ass to work with, apparently. Ooh. She was in... she was in Wall Street. She played Michael Douglas's wife, but they cut a lot of her scenes out. She was in... the thing that I remember her the most from, she was in Dune back in the day, which is weird. Yeah. But she was also in that Kevin Costner movie where he's on the big clock. Dang it, that one, it's in Washington. It's so good. Kevin Costner's
Kevin
like works.
Movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he's having an affair with a woman who's also a hooker for Gene Hackman.
Holy crap.
It's so good.
No,
dang, I can't believe it.
Not Mr.
No,
Brooks.
It's before that.
No idea.
Oh, damn. And it was based on the movie the book The Big Clock.
Huh.
But it's a super good movie, and she's the love interest in it. And then that one, I don't mind her in it. But anyway, we're really going off the rails.
I'm upset with myself because I can't figure it out. Because earlier today at book club, Jenny was there, and she said she's talking to Jenna about something, and she said Joe Jr. And I was like, you're talking about While You Were Sleeping, right? And she's like, what? Which is a Sandra Bullock, Bill Pullman movie. Anyway, but there's a character named Joe Jr. Wow. And just by her saying Joe Jr., I was able to pull that little obscure character name knowledge out of my brain. And
was
that what she was talking about?
Yes, 100%. And I was like, my brain sucks. Nice. It knows too much bull crap.
Yep.
Anything else? Or do we want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Spoiler alert.
So, I'm glad that after our episode came out, a lot of people had the dark problem of it being too dark to see, which made me feel better. Not better, but like
you're not alone.
Like,
you're not
I
crazy.
Wasn't crazy. Yes, because Rich is like, dude,
it's
you
fine.
Guys are crazy.
It's fine.
I was like, I don't think I'm crazy because it was pretty rough. So it was justified that they did come out and say, or nobody said anything official, but like a lot of people were like, it was too dark. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
So anyway, that being said, this one did not have that problem at all.
It was quite bright.
But like he mentioned in the notes that, you know, that you had watched it on Amazon Prime, wasn't it?
I did, yeah.
And I did it the same way. Yeah. And I had a pretty bad compression issue, but yeah, the darkness issue wasn't really
there. Are some compression. I noticed some compression issues too, like some chunkiness in the shadows. But
yeah, yeah. That was, yeah, no, in the
like,
darkness.
Nothing like being too dark. But yeah. And we watched it today at a friend's house, and we also watched it via Amazon. I mean, today obviously wouldn't have that problem at all.
Right.
It
was
But I do have to say, since we were talking this the last time since we did talk about it.
Yes.
It's way better than I kind of gave it
the episode itself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially after a second watch, I was like,
I'm sure I would feel that way if I really watched it again.
You should.
Because the problem was, it was a very good episode. I still stand by my statements. It was a good episode. I think it was better than my meh rating of it.
That's my saying too.
But yeah. I still think I was let down in the fact of...
You're expecting more.
Right, which is shitty to say, like you were saying online, that Game of Thrones fans are the new Star Wars fans and the fact that we're stupid and obsessed and we'll never be satisfied. Because it's true, because I liked The Last Jedi and everyone hated that movie. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you guys were expecting Empire and you didn't get that at all.
I actually watched that yesterday.
And so get off your high horses, you dumb Star Wars fans. Yeah. But like listening back, I did kind of sound like that talking about Game of Thrones because I had expectations that weren't met. Sure. And it's dumb to say, but my expectations were that I was going to lose some of my favorite characters, and I didn't. So, like, why am I complaining? But I set myself up for, like, heavy loss emotional, and it didn't happen. Sure. So, like, that is weird. Like, it's my own baggage that gives it the rating from me. But it was a very good episode.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How do you feel today?
Yeah.
About today's episode. I really like today's episode.
So there are people online.
I don't know where they're going, so which is fantastic.
Since you've said that and you brought up the fans online, I went on Reddit today after the episode to see, like, what are people bitching about today?
People are pissed.
So now people are pissed because Missandei dies just like that. Spoiler alert, Missandei dies.
Yeah.
It's like, hold up. Last episode, you were pissed because people didn't die. Right. Now you're pissed because somebody did die that you cared about. Like, you got to pick one.
All right. So
got to pick one.
I did have some issues with this one. Like, it's so funny. Like, because I had issues with the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But at second watch, I was like really kind of like, you know what, I kind of rescind all of that. Like,
right.
It's fantastic, especially the dragons in the moonlight. Mm-hmm. Is so badass.
Yeah. Oh, when they break good. The clouds, it
yes.
looks so good.
Yes,
yeah. When they're flying around in the clouds,
it's a little rough. Nice. Yeah, the close up where you see some essentially
so
somebody working a dragon head going.
Right.
This one, the story. Okay,
of this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just all band together,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
in order to defeat the army of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kind of ride to King's Landing kind of willy-nilly. Like, it seems
that's
like,
because that's what Daenerys wants to do, and she be crazy.
But it's just like they're just going to fly into this. And they know that one of the things that they have on their side is this big navy led by Dr. Dickenstein, whatever his name is. He's a great villain.
Euron. Not a fan
great
of
Euron. Euron. Oh, he's a I'm a fan of how fantastic he's a villain.
Dr. Dickenstein.
And so
that's what Cersei calls him now.
Hello. She calls him Natty.
Dr. Dickenstein.
Oh, close.
Mental note, 1:27. Pulling that one.
But anyway, it just seemed like a little bit like, come on, like they have all these, they didn't like bring these other folks along with them as
like
well.
You're not gonna like you haven't been to Dragonstone in however long, you're not gonna send a scout to check it out, to check out the area,
yeah,
make sure your enemy who's like, you know, a mile or two, however how far away King's Landing is, hasn't set a crazy fucking trap for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
That was gnarly, though. They straight up killed Rhaegal.
Yeah.
Because we all thought he died in that Lattice episode, and I was like, oh, he's still there. Oh, no, there he goes. He's dead now. And just curse splash. There goes that dragon.
So, and that was one of the other complaints was that, so they have pinpoint accuracy when they're shooting at Rhaegal, but they can't fucking hit Drogon to save their lives
right
afterwards.
Well, I mean, he is being controlled by
when he's flying, when she's flying straight fucking at
she
them.
She veered. They were aiming straight, and she veered. But yes, I see their point.
So it was like, boom, 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 you're dead in
three
shots.
And then,
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hit anything.
Well,
now.
And also, like, they had how many of those big giant weapons, and they shot three at once instead of like all 12 at both dragons.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, come on, bad guys.
Yeah, because
you're suffering
like,
typical bad guy syndrome right now.
Because right after that, they decimated a ship by firing a bunch right at the boat. And
I'm like, shoot them all.
Tore it the fuck up.
Yeah. So that, there was bad some of that I was syndrome. Just kind of like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Stormtrooper syndrome.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Can't hit shit until we have to.
I really liked the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
Where they did the, you know, the funeral for everyone. And I really liked John's speech. I thought that was dope.
Yep, good speech.
I really liked how they try. See, like the last episode, they made me go, okay, I do like Danny again. And then this episode, I was like, you know what? I don't think I like Danny again.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning, I was kind of like, okay, cool. And then I felt for her when she's looking around the Great Hall or whatever, and she sees like John and his buddies and like how they love him.
Like,
and
that's why he's the king.
And she looks over at the Lannisters, like hanging out with Brienne of Tarth, and they're having a good old time drinking. And like Tormund is like hanging out with John, and yeah, and she's like, no one knows who I am, no one respects me, no one likes me here.
Yeah.
I am an outsider here, and that's how they see me. And
I'll burn them all.
Well, she didn't say that there, but then like yeah, and then now, but at the very very end of the episode, you're kind of like, ooh. Ooh, yeah, you kind of do need to do fuck some shit up. Yeah. Like, you need to go back to being
sure.
like
at the end.
You need to go back. Well, hey, they kill her dragon, they freaking kill Missandei.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end. Yeah, she looked. Daenerys looked badass too, and she was
pissed.
Like,
well, and
I'm
like
burn you so good.
In my head, I was like, because it goes from Cersei like having just chopped Missandei's head off. Well, the mountain does it, but Cersei's like I am crazy, all-powerful, crazy,
so
mad woman.
Smug,
and
too.
then it cuts immediately from her face to Dany's face. And I was like, ooh, Dany does this better than you do, bitch. Like, you are so fucked. like Dany plays pissed better than Cersei does.
Yeah.
So I think it's likely that like she's going to live up to her family history heritage.
Well, that's what Tyrion's saying. Like, you can't just go in there and burn the city down because, like,
she's like, nah,
you don't understand the rage of a Targaryen.
But, like, how does she plan on getting the dragon past the 18 million friggin' giant catapults that are on every tower of the friggin' castle?
So, did anyone think when she said Dracarys, like, before she got her head cut off?
She's telling Dany to burn him.
Yes.
I was almost expecting that they had that right. That the dragon was going to come from behind him. And also, why didn't she flank the
That's what I said!
Flank the ships.
You're like, on. Like, I'm like, you have a dragon that flies.
Yeah. They can't
like,
turn those ships around.
Right?
Like,
they
all
have
on the other
them.
Side.
Yeah.
Like, turn,
the,
go around the mountain
thing,
and
the
blow
might
them.
Turn, but then have to
but
shoot
still,
the
go around
now
the mountain and blow those assholes up.
They're by the Red Keep there, so maybe they're in a little
no,
cove.
That's Dragonstone. They're
or Dragonstone.
Dragonstone. Yeah.
And that's where Cersei is and all
no,
that?
No, they're at King's Landing.
What the fuck? What's going on here?
They went back to Dragonstone, which is where Stannis hung out for his whole time until he marched north or south, whatever you want to say. And then that was where they were before. That was where they did their planning. It's the cool room with the big table
where they found the dragon glass and all that.
No, but I mean when they go in and they get and then they kill the dragon. Where are they then?
Dragonstone. She's going from Winterfell down south to Dragonstone to meet up there and then go take King's Landing. But
and before they got there,
they get ambushed by Euron right outside Dragonstone.
Yep.
Euron. Dickenstein.
Kent Dickenstein, right.
Doctor. You went to school now.
I earned it.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Did anybody catch Podrick pulling a threesome?
Yes.
In the middle of the feast.
With his magical cock. Yes.
No, I guess I must.
Love he was in the back because he like smiles at the girl, and then like the next scene, he's in the background
in
with
the
like
very,
the
very
two ladies,
with two girls.
It's right out. It's
that's
right
hilarious.
After, or it might be happening when the girl's trying to hit on the Hound, or maybe when Sansa's
right
talking to the
that.
Hound.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So he leaves with the one. Or, okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's funny.
Go, Podrick.
I'll see it on the replay.
Oh man.
So, what did you think of Sansa telling Tyrion that Jon is what's his name? Targaryen. What's his name? Aegon Targaryen.
They didn't hold on to that.
He's like, you can't tell anybody, I swear. And then literally the next scene, she's like, hey, Tyrion, guess what? Jon isn't Jon Snow.
Yeah.
And then he goes and tells freaking Varys, who we'll can't tell the keep his goddamn secret.
That's his whole game. Yeah.
It's like, what?
Varys just brings out the little bird and everyone. Yeah. I have little birds who tell me things.
So it seems like they're trying to amp up Jon to be the guy. But, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, Varys came out and said how most people who read stories of conquerors or presidents or generals or
right.
any of those people in the past, you read about people like that who really, really want power, and they're almost always the worst people to have power.
Right.
And most reasonable people come to the conclusion that people who are reluctant to have power, when they get power, usually do a really great fucking job.
Right.
And then Varys came out and said it right in the episode, and I'm like, there it is.
Right. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
No.
I thought, like,
that Gendry... You mean Jon takes the Iron Throne?
Well, I thought Gendry and Arya were going to have a little something, not just flat out, like, nope. I was like...
rejected him.
Like, I thought there would have been something there. She just said nope.
She said, I'm not a woman?
She said, I'm not a lady.
I'm not a lady?
I've never been, and I
see,
never
now,
will be.
Now, is that, like, what kind of you were referencing before? Like...
How you think she's wearing a mask, or
no? That she is
she's
not
no
a person
one.
Anymore.
She's
yeah,
no one. I don't think she's
because
so.
Because there's something about like the one who kills the Night King is going to be
no. It was no one can kill the Night King, and she's no one.
She is no one.
Aha. Right.
That's what
she is, a faceless man.
Big Daddy Rich over there said,
faceless lady.
Yeah,
I like that.
But no, I just think she was like, I'm not made for castles and dresses and stuff. But yeah. I got a whole lot of killing to do.
She's got shit to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But see. I think I felt like Gendry could have been like, yeah, that's why I think you're great. Like, I don't want you to just turn into this lady and be a lady. I want you to be Arya, badass Arya, but, like, can't we still be happy? Yeah. No, just straight up no. Huh?
I also made the class mistake of proposing, like, the first time you did it. Like, we're going to get married.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But the way that
she handled it like she handled it like a 35-year-old. Yeah. Look, I know
like,
that's sweet. You're in love.
Cute,
you little puppy. But like the fact that they set it up way back in the beginning of like Robert and Ned wanting to like combine their houses
Join
and stuff,
houses.
And like I was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing here.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Nice.
Oh, and they've been buddy buddy this whole time. Like, oh, that's cool. But she just said nope. I'm like, oh. Then she goes off with the freaking Hound. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm gonna think. I think that they will get back together. Though. They will get together.
Gendry
like after
and her?
She, yeah.
After she kills Cersei,
yeah, or as part of the wrap up of the show, she'll go back to her. That's to him,
Gendry.
Yeah, that's just a guess.
So.
And okay, I have another guess.
Do
about
tell
that stuff. That part of this, just like her kind of disappearing from the scene, and then all of a sudden showing up to kill the Night King.
Sure.
She will infiltrate and become somebody close to Cersei.
Put a face on.
Yep,
she'll become the Mountain.
And then she'll turn the tables by being inside. Like she'll be the difference.
Well, that's why she's going. Well, so it's weird because Dany took the ships. Or is that all the ships they had?
I'm assuming
they had like
all
six ships though. I thought they had more than that.
No, there was more than.
Well, isn't Theon's sister? Or was, you know, on the island.
Yara. They're still.
Oh, yeah.
So we haven't seen her yet.
So they have more ships. They took a few ships and went to Dragonstone with a few Unsullied, and like they were just gonna make their home base there instead of Winterfell because she didn't feel at home in Winterfell, right? That's why they left to go to Dragonstone.
I gotta watch that again.
Their home base there, so they're closer to King's Landing.
Sure, which is also true.
I thought she was going to confront Cersei. Like that's.
But
what
on the ground, Jon is marching with everyone else.
Yep.
And then, who else? Oh, the Mountain and Arya, where they're taking a different path down to King's Landing.
Or the Hound and Arya.
Yes. Yeah. And they left before, right? They left before Jon and them.
Yeah.
So there you got a head start.
Yeah.
So the Hound and Arya are probably going to get there first.
Yeah.
So, nice. So she's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how they're going to wrap it up in two more episodes.
I will give them
like,
that.
I don't know.
I have no idea what's coming next.
I have no idea what's coming next.
I also wonder what George R. Martin thinks. Like, if this is like part of his vision or not. Because I never see his name in the Like written by or
he had
or...
meetings with them of how he said this is how I want it to end, the TV show. And they're going by that. But like yeah, he has said it might not be the same in the books.
Yeah.
So he's gonna write the books as well?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Fuck like knows. He's been waiting forever.
Like he's he said that he's gonna diverge from what the television series did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like it's two different things.
Well, and I mean the television show has just become such a huge cultural impact, much more so than the books. Books were big, but
they also stopped coming out.
it's
like, no more books.
Yeah, he just released one that takes place like 300 years.
The prequel, before, which is stupid, and it's not even really a novel. It's like a history book,
it's
right?
Trying to build up buzz for the other shows.
He writes books like Beastie Boys make albums, but don't anybody. It's been 1,000 years. Now we have 7. That's a Futurama. Beastie Boys on Futurama?
No, that's a deep, deep cut there.
It is a deep cut. did you see the Beastie Boys on Futurama? Yeah, right. They're notoriously long.
Forever.
Yeah. So, I got all 5 of your albums. 5 albums? That was 1,000 years ago. Now we got 7.
Nice. That's a good joke. That's a good joke. That's a real good joke. Actually,
it's really funny.
Yeah, that's a good joke. Well done. God, that show's underrated.
It is.
So what else did we think about this episode of Game of Thrones? Anything? Any final thoughts? I love Sansa.
I feel it's becoming...
I thought Tyrion was going to get shot.
Me too. I thought he might be dead.
I thought he was toast, and I was going to be very pissed.
I felt this for a long time. And I like the show, and I still like the show. But I feel like it has become fan service, the show. Like, let's just do what the fans want to do. The fans want Jaime and Brienne to do it, so let's just make that happen.
It made me happy. I can't lie. Yeah. I can't lie. That just made me happy, mainly because it's like Brienne,
but
her character, you know, not necessarily to fall in love with Jaime necessarily or for them to fall in love, but just for her to be acknowledged as a woman and as a full person, like that just, I don't know, that made me happy.
I don't see it as fan service because they had that script written and they filmed it so long ago that I feel like it's just part of the story. And just because everyone wants it to happen doesn't make it fan service. It's just like want it to happen.
It
and it's like, yay, it happened.
Things line up that way.
Well,
like,
yeah,
and it's small things. It's not huge things. Like, it's little things like that, like them doing it. Like Lyanna Mormont killing a giant. Like
that
like,
was
come
a
the
bit
fuck on.
Much, right? But like, I feel like that was completely justified in both their characters. And then I didn't. Here's what. Maybe I'm gonna call myself out. I think I'm just ignorant to it. Like he's not going to help Cersei, right? He's just like going to kill her.
I feel like he's talked to Brienne the way he talked to her so that she wouldn't follow him.
But he's planning on either going, like, I'm going to kill her or she's
going to
kill me.
Yeah, he's going to end it.
Right.
Yeah.
One way or another. Yeah. I'm going to die or she's going to die.
And he was, like, dismissive of Brienne and blah, blah, blah. That's not because he didn't want her.
And he was like, it's all for Cersei. It's all for Cersei.
Feeling honor-bound to follow him down there.
But it was enough to make you think, like, well, shit, now is the pendulum swung back now to where you're, like...
I didn't feel like he was...
I didn't feel that at all.
I was confused because I was like, he still hates her, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I really meant by that.
But I mean, like, you know.
But it was kind of confusing.
The pendulum swings on these characters, you know, like Daenerys, you know. And
not so much anymore. And that's my point, is that they're, as we're coming closer to the end.
Do you think that they're,
it's so becoming, can't arc anything
it's becoming
more
a little predictable.
The arc is almost to the end of the arc.
When the dragons are flying peacefully over the ocean, I'm like, that one's about to die. And then, yep, there it goes.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Well, and also, like, that makes sense for the story also, because, like, duh, two dragons would annihilate everyone. Like, duh, we have to show that they are vulnerable, and we have to show that they don't have the freaking Deus Ex Machina to rule the day with fucking dragons. Yeah. So, like, the fact that there's now, like, they are, you know, vulnerable is a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought Tyrion was going to bite it, and I was going to be very pissed.
I have not talked about the biggest outrage of this show yet.
What's that?
Clearly, none of these writers are dog owners.
Right. He just gives away ghosts without
See
saying
a ghost,
goodbye.
Bye.
Bullshit.
Fucking pet your dog,
bro. Literally, we both. Right. Literally, we're asshole. Sitting there, like, staring. And Samantha's like, he just needs cuddles. And I was like, look how injured he is. What the fuck?
Look at those puppy dog eyes.
He just
boop
gets
that
rid of them.
Give him some
you
cuddles.
Jerk.
What are you doing?
I was furious.
I was very upset. Yeah, I was very upset.
I was
like, dude, that's a ghost. He's
he rode into battle for you.
He's helped you through everything. He's been your companion when you had none your whole life.
Look, and Thor's depressed, and you're just dismissing
leave.
It, okay?
Just let him leave with Tormund. Bullshit. That was also very upsetting. Like, I got kind of emotional. I felt like they were setting up John to die, though. But, I mean, that's what it felt like. Mm. Where it's like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. See you later. Bye. I'm going this way. See ya. Maybe I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe. And I'm like, yeah, probably. Yeah. And then he's like, you're my best friend. And he's like, yep, yep. Bye. It's like,
and you get that long shot of, here's everyone John knows in the North.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. It was weird.
The real North.
Can I say that every single episode, essentially, through the run of the show, that I like Sansa more and more.
Yes.
And, like, as an actress, as the character, like, because I was, like, meh at the beginning of the show, like, meh with her. Mm-hmm. But, man, as it's progressed and, like, and as her character's progressed and had horrible things done to her,
yeah, she's much
she
more
said, yeah, she yeah. said, that's, so good. That I'm not that same little girl anymore. And if it yeah. wasn't for these horrible things, you know, I would be.
I'd but, still be the little bird.
But there have been, like, shots, like, just shots of her and just the way that she's holding herself. It looks so regal. It, yeah. like, you look like royalty, like, yeah. actual royalty. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
It's good. So I am curious to see what happens over the next two episodes.
Only two more left.
There's only two.
And then we quit our podcast.
Weird. I think it'll be episode 200, I think.
Will it? That'll be sweet.
I do think so.
That'll be sweet.
But anyway, let's get out of my garage because it's 1120 at night.
Yeah.
And I have to publish this thing and we got other things to do. But before we go, I'm going to hit this button.
Mikey P. recommends.
Ballers on HBO.
Oh, I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those episodes.
I haven't seen any of it.
I'm not totally caught up, but I have watched a lot of it.
I wanted to watch it. I love The Rock and it's Entourage-y kind of, right?
Yes, little Entourage-y.
It's grown up Entourage.
Yeah, but it's sports Entourage,
sports
not movie Entourage.
Entourage. Yes, yeah.
And The Rock is Ari Gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he's the agent, right?
He's Yeah.
Cool.
Well, no, yes. Well, sort of. I mean, sort of. It's not, yeah. He's the main guy. He's the main guy.
Wait, what do we do? We're not supposed to talk about this.
You're right. Sorry. Yes, that's all we do is Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey. Anyway,
good call, Mikey. Let's
get out.
I can't wait to watch it. Never going to watch it. But thanks, everyone out there, for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right. Dr. Dickenstein.